WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, sparklers. It's your boy Jackson Reed here, back with another daily dose of motivation to ignite your day. Today, we're diving into something truly powerful: forgiveness. Not the kind you give grudgingly, but the kind that sets you free. You know, that feeling when you let go of resentment and anger, like a weight lifting off your shoulders. That's the magic of forgiveness, my friends, and it's way more about your healing than anyone else's redemption. Ever felt stuck in a cycle of negativity because you couldn't forgive someone? You know that feeling when you replay past hurts over and over, letting bitterness poison your present? Well, let me tell you, holding onto anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It hurts you way more. So, let's unlock the power of forgiveness and learn how it can be a catalyst for real healing and growth in our lives. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you on this journey. 1. Forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. This is huge. It's easy to get caught up in thinking forgiveness is about condoning the other person's actions or forgetting what happened. But it's not. Forgiveness is a conscious choice to release the grip that anger and resentment have on you. It's about taking back your power, choosing peace over pain, and reclaiming your emotional well-being. Think of it like this. Holding onto grudges is like carrying around a heavy backpack filled with rocks. Forgiveness is taking those rocks out, feeling lighter, and finally moving forward. 2. Forgive for your own sake. Remember, forgiveness isn't about absolving the other person, it's about freeing yourself. Holding onto anger only hurts you in the long run. It keeps you stuck in the past, prevents you from building healthy relationships, and can even impact your physical health. Think of it like a healing balm for your soul. When you forgive, you break free from the chains of negativity and create space for joy, love, and growth. 3. Forgiveness doesn't mean reconciliation. Look, forgiveness doesn't always mean getting back together with someone or forgetting what happened. It simply means choosing to release the anger and resentment you're holding on. You can forgive someone without condoning their actions or having them back in your life. 4. Start small. I know letting go of deep-seated hurts can feel daunting, but remember, forgiveness is a journey, not a destination. Start by forgiving yourself for past mistakes. We all mess up. Then, try practicing forgiveness for smaller offenses. The more you practice, the easier it becomes to forgive larger transgressions. 5. Practice compassion. Remember that everyone makes mistakes. Try to see things from the other person's perspective. Were they hurting? Did they make a mistake out of fear or insecurity? Cultivating compassion can make forgiveness feel less like punishment and more like an act of understanding. Let me tell you about a friend, Sarah, who always struggled with forgiving her ex-boyfriend for cheating on her. For years, she carried around that pain, letting it poison her relationships and happiness. But one day, she decided to try something different. She started by acknowledging her hurt feelings and then consciously chose to release the anger. It wasn't easy, but she realized holding on to those negative emotions was only hurting herself. Over time, Sarah found peace and was able to move on with her life, stronger and wiser than ever before. So, sparklers, remember this. Forgiveness isn't about forgetting or condoning wrongdoing, it's about liberating yourself from the shackles of anger and resentment. It's a gift you give yourself, paving the way for healing, growth, and a more joyful life. Remember those 5 key takeaways. Forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. Forgive for your own sake. Forgiveness doesn't mean reconciliation. Start small and practice compassion. Take a moment today to reflect on any grudges you might be holding on to. Imagine letting go of that weight, feeling lighter, and stepping into a brighter future. You've got this. Share your thoughts, your experiences, and your reflections with me. Let's keep the spark alive together. And don't forget to hit subscribe so you never miss an episode. Until next time, stay motivated, stay inspired, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.